Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic. All right. Welcome back, casters. We are all here.
I'm Saya.
I'm trying not to sneeze.
That's Rowan.
And I'm Kara.
And we're on a hike.
We're about to go down a sketchy little trail that I've never been down, but it's beside my house.
Everybody, please watch your step.
Oh, why am I wearing sandals?
Well, because it's the autumn and
that's
a cigar, I think. You know what's so fun? Playing the game Get Kidnapped by the Fae.
Well,
which is a game we play right now. See?
Okay,
we're already failing.
I don't know where this path goes.
Okay,
I've been. You stopped, and I was afraid that there was something that should not have been.
Sorry, no. It was just spider web that I walked through.
It's fine.
Watch for mud because we're about to cross into some. Anyway, this episode, what are we talking about?
Right now, we're fucking around and finding out.
Fuck around and find out, people.
Well, we're going to talk about the fall equinox, I think, eventually.
Yes.
Oh, spider web.
Glad you're walking first.
You're welcome.
Into the unknown.
I told you to watch for mud. Oh, girl, you're a
girl.
My whole foot went in there.
Yeah, that was some thick mud.
Okay.
Spooky, scary spider time.
Yeah, we're not going that far.
Hang on.
Nope. Turn around.
Nah,
I'm not going.
I mean, if you want to get a stick or knock it down, well, I can already
stop it. Well, we can. I mean, I don't know how much further we're going. And I don't know if this is. I don't know if it's picking up everybody.
like how far away we can be from each other?
Yeah.
I understand.
Hold on.
This makes sense.
We can play back later and trim out if it need be. I stepped right in that mud, didn't I?
Yeah,
yes,
man,
you did.
A whole foot.
You made a nice big hole in that mud.
Look at your foot.
I did. I thought it was smoother than it was.
Well, it has to lead to water. You said you see people with fishing poles.
I do. I have no idea where they're going, though.
It has to be this way. Oh, no! Your egg! It's gotta be this way. One little spider can't stop us.
Can stop me. I have arachnophobia.
If it's any consolation, it's probably just an orb weaver, and orb weavers are, one, not poisonous, and two, are really good for your vegetables if you have them in your garden. And they're very bright so that you can see them.
Yeah.
And they eat other little buggies, like mosquitoes. Sorry.
As long as I'm not going first.
Okay.
Just grab the stick and wave it around.
Maybe not that stick.
On this episode, Kara freaks out because we're in the woods.
And Saya leads the way.
Saya found a stick and is our spider web person now.
Yeah.
She's now just waving it in front of her as we walk through the woods to get rid of any potential.
Stick. Mushrooms!
Mushrooms!
Mushies!
Ooh, there's a couple mushrooms.
It is not a lot, but we are okay. Sorry, moth. I'm totally afraid of moth.
But love moth.
Okay, we're good. I also have a tattoo of a giant moth on my chest. Tell me why. Because moths represent transformation.
Oh god.
Man, that was red eyeball height. Is there a bug in my ear?
I don't see one.
Okay.
Okay.
We need a new stick.
That looks like a worse puddle.
We got this. We can do this.
traversing in the woods. Hey, there's a big stick.
Into the thick of it.
Oh.
Okay, I just gotta keep my eyeballs open.
I guess.
I need to speak, my friends. There's a spooder web, and I don't have a stick.
We need a stick.
Here's a stick. It's not very long.
Oof. Well, sorry, there are spider webs on literally everything.
Yeah. Watch this.
Make sure you wave up too.
Oh. It's on the tip of it.
We'll need another stick. Oh, a big one. That's a big stick. But that looks like it might be too much, so I don't want to cut this.
That's another thing we didn't think of. Whoopsie. Let's not touch sticks that could be poisonous.
I don't know my herbology.
I'm going to laugh if we just get to a dead end.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't know where those people were going. They could have gone anywhere.
Were they even people?
They were people.
Are we sure?
They're my neighbors. They
are
have a little.
Sure
they have
the
a
little.
Yes, there's they have a little beagle.
Did they come back with a beagle?
Yeah, they have a beagle.
Yeah, but did they come back from their walk with the beagle?
They went with a beagle and came back with a beagle.
Sorry. Making sure that they didn't like go off into the woods and then eat a beagle.
Or sacrifice it.
No.
The apparent spider gods.
I'm just surprised that there is like a little bit of a walking trail out here. Not a very great walking trail.
Well, yeah, I don't think this is probably.
It looks like it's probably like well access.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Sorry. Disregard my panic.
Panic!
And we're not even up to the snow.
We're not very far.
I would like to know what's up there. Because this is a weird valley situation.
What's up?
Over there. To our left.
I mean, that would be easier to get to if we didn't come down this way. Because it's just behind my house.
We are far too gone for that now.
Not that far gone. Bless you.
Even baby, you said bless you earlier. Yes, no, this is going to be good for us. Because we're in nature. In the autumn. Doing witchy things.
The first, you know, 10 minutes of this is just going to be us trying to figure out where we're going.
And constantly blessing.
And me sneezing to death.
Oh, this is actually really well walked.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Now we're into an actual path.
Yeah. We're not just on a, like...
Ugh. How did you walk into that?
Nightmare? I don't know. I don't know what I walked into.
Huh? Coming back up, this is about to suck. Just FYI. I see a railroad, but I don't see much else down there.
Yeah, me either.
Hang on,
you see a railroad?
Yeah, there's a railroad right there.
Oh.
Oh, welcome to Appalachia.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, because of angle or whatever, my eyes were interpreting it as being a guardrail and not tracks.
It looks like this curves.
That way?
Yeah.
I thought
maybe.
That too. Watch your step. Let me walk down. Because we could just stay up there where those poles are.
Yeah.
And record there.
We could do that.
Because it doesn't turn.
No, it doesn't.
It's an illusion.
And then it becomes overgrown again.
Yeah, really bad.
And I ain't going near those train tracks.
And I'm not going near that overhang. Because ticks.
Yeah.
So we'll sit up by those poles, if that's cool. And we'll record there.
Yeah.
Sounds like plan.
And it's in a nice little patch of sun. And we fought a bunch of spiders to get here. This is like our first Beltane, where we went on a little hike across from her house.
Yeah.
Here, we'll be up here. It's cool.
Yeah. Just not right directly into the sunset there. All right.
Yes.
What a mess.
Well, we've managed to get into nature.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Rowan is allergic to.
I'm allergic to everything, my guy.
Oh my goodness.
It sounds beautiful out here, though.
It does.
Like, can we just take a minute?
I love that bird that's in the background.
Right. I really hope all of this actually picks up on the recording.
I hope so too.
Well, it picked up a lot of extra stuff in my house, so it probably will.
Okay, good. Oh. Like, I'm sure at the end of this, there's, like, a turn leads to, like, some little lake or somewhere.
Yeah.
A creek.
I mean, there might have... I think I saw some, like path that, like, led off that direction, yeah. too, but...
That's really overgrown. We're not prepared for that.
So. Yeah. We're not that far from the river, because the river's just, like, right over there. If you think about it.
Yeah.
The river's just like right there. Did I ever tell you about the time that I looked out my back window and there was a sandbill crane walking across my backyard?
That's bizarre.
No.
Was it lost?
It was huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
It was huge. I had to do a double take and I heard it and like it just sitting there chilling. It stopped. It looked at me. I like opened the door. I was like, am I seeing things?
Yeah.
I took a picture of it. And sent it to my mom, so I don't have the picture anymore, because my phone deletes things from text messages.
Of course.
But, like, I guess it was coming from the river, because I didn't think about how close the river is, but, like, it was very bizarre, because of where it was coming from. Was
and
not near the water.
Fucking crazy.
They do. And it was just sitting there, like, walking around, and it would stop. It looked at me dead in the eyes, and I was like, get out of here, Satan.
I don't know what it is about birds that just... look you into your soul, like into your being. I don't know if it's the size of their eyeballs or if it's because they ain't got no eyeballs. What?
Eyeballs.
like the whites of their eyes don't exist.
My dad and I were talking the other day whenever we were over there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this statement right here. Cats are aliens and so are birds, and they came to Earth after a feud, and they like the birds came here because the cats were after them, and the birds and the cats came and found them. They are two different alien races fighting.
Ridiculous. I love that theory,
we're though. In the continuation of the war.
Yes. And yeah, they just found humans and were like, hey, we're going to, you know, find out what's going on here.
Sorry, I'm recording a little video for our Instagrizzle. And I'm going to keep the audio in it because then it'll be a nice playback. Sorry, excuse me for doing work while we work.
No, you're fine.
Work and work.
I honestly expected you to keep going, and so I covered my face.
Fuck. Shit. Well, that would have been cool.
Later.
Maybe another time.
I mean, or you can, when we're walking back, you could walk behind us and have, like, the, the video of cool. our backs.
The booties.
The boobies. I'm wearing my good booty pants.
I am not.
I'm not either.
You good?
Huh?
Are you good?
I don't know. My sinuses are trying to kill me.
All right. I wish it was cooler.
Same.
I'm totally fine. I feel You're like
from
this is a
Florida.
Nice brisk autumn evening.
This is
brisk.
Still, this is like
it's
end
like
of summer.
Degrees.
It's 70 degrees. Ooh.
It's not 70. It's actually like, I don't know exactly. I can't look, but.
What's the temperature right now?
It's about 75 degrees outside.
More than 70.
Yeah. Where I'm from, the average...
75 feels like 77.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Because the humidity is 81%.
Oh. And we're near water, so it's, like, sticky.
Y'all...
Disgusting.
I'm used to, like...
Oh?
That is a big spider with a white butt, and I'm gonna go away from it.
You guys need to remember that, like, the average temp the last 2 weeks where I'm from was in the, like, mid to high 90s with the humidity to match.
Disgusting.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't deal with heat well. Like, at all.
At all. I me either. I'm not good with heat.
That's why I, like, hibernate in the summer. Bye.
I'll catch up.
You'll catch up. We'll catch up.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
You're the one running off.
I meant to say I'll let you catch up.
This feels like a Blair Witch Project.
Don't say that.
Now just make sure that you don't go running into that same mud pit.
Oh, I'm gonna go right into that mud pit again.
Do not run into the mud pit.
Oh, shoot. Anyway, the topic of our episode is the spellcasters get lost in the woods while talking about the autumn equinox. Oh, shoot.
So, an equinox being an equinox, it means that the
day and night are equal.
Day and night are equal?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the equal part?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Listen. Listen, Linda.
I'm not the astronomer of the group.
I'm not either.
I'm the one full of religious trauma.
Yeah, so it...
Me too. You have more than I need.
Fair enough.
So, there's two equinoxes, spring and autumn. Well, we're about to have the autumn one here in a couple weeks. And it is where day and night are completely equal. It is when the sun reaches 0 degrees Libra. So it's the beginning of Libra season.
Woo!
Woo! And the beginning of harvest, like the full swing beginning of harvest season. So we're starting to go inward and things are getting cooler. The days are getting shorter. The nights are getting longer.
I'm looking forward to the cooler.
Me too.
Please and thank you.
I want sweatshirt weather.
Sweater weather.
Yes, please.
Ah.
Wait for me, I got little legs. Sorry, you guys like sprinted out of here.
I don't feel like we sprinted.
Well, no, I was taking some D-roll.
That was a struggle bus.
A little bit.
Sorry.
We can keep walking around.
I did make us walk that a little far.
Yeah. So.
Let's not pant into our listeners here.
I will pant.
Some panting ASMR right now.
Oh, what is all that?
I think it was for the youth center. So that, like, that first building when you first come into the road is a troubled youth center.
Oh, fun.
I think that might have been for it.
Can we sit on them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never been over that far, but it is technically this is private property for Valley Healthcare.
I didn't see a do not trespass.
It was down there.
Meh.
It's after hours. It's 7 o'clock.
We can sit on the sidewalk.
We can, or I mean, I don't know if there's cameras.
What are the cameras going to see? Just a couple of women sitting on a sidewalk chatting.
There is a camera. It's there, but on the corner.
But
it'll be okay.
Oh. I mean, if you're really hot and sweaty, we can go back inside.
We'll be all right, I think.
But there's a loud yappy dog.
Yeah.
Have a sit.
But if we
go and a child.
Well, if we go and sit in the right spot, the dog's not going to yap at us, and the child will only be annoying for a few minutes.
It's nice to be outside. Everybody just takes a couple minutes.
It's hot.
Get your breath about you. Enjoy the long sunsets of autumn. Because that's my favorite part about the autumnal seasons. Is like the sky always is so full of beautiful colors.
Oh yeah. And you can already see right there. You see the leaves are changing colors.
Oh, yeah.
We already got some oranges and yellows happening. That started at the beginning of August, end of July. I started noticing the colors changing on the trees.
It's not a lot yet. Just a light pattering here and there.
It really depends on where you're going. Like the drive from here to my mom's, it's like gold everywhere. Like it's
really?
Yes. 310. It is already like just... so colorful. Leaves are already on the ground out there. Like,
wow.
It's crazy.
I wonder if it's just because of elevation.
Might be. That might be part of it.
I think it feels wonderful. It feels so nice out here. I could fucking sleep out here, dog.
I am sweating.
I don't
understand. Me too. It's because you're a Floridian.
This is hot for us.
This is like, okay, so like in Florida... this is like what kids
trick-or-treating.
Bleh.
Like, this is like October weather.
Oof.
So, our, like, fall is 68 to, like, 75 degrees. And then our winter, for no effing reason, is, like, 45 to 50.
That sounds wonderful.
That does.
It's horrible because there's no humidity. And it's windy because you have the wind coming off the water, which makes it even colder.
That sounds fine.
That sounds great.
Horrible. I hate every minute of it. And it happens in, like, February. Like, that's when our winter happens. Like, February, March. It's blue cold. To us,
it doesn't really start getting super cold here until like end of December, beginning of January, but we usually don't start getting snow until like the very, very end of January.
What's so funny is the first year I moved down to Florida, it snowed and, like, ice on the windshield and whatever, and everybody I worked with was like, you brought this with you, and I was like, even if I did what are you gonna do about it?
That's
you just forgot how to drive.
That's so when we lived in El Paso, my when I was an eighth grade freshman year of high school, El Paso got the worst snow it had ever gotten, and mind you, El Paso's desert. We got like, it was 4 inches of snow. Okay, I'm good. It was 4 inches of snow. That was it. Barely any. It was a dusting, and they canceled school.
Of course. Probably a state of emergency.
Yes, we were. We were under a state of emergency. And I remember I was like, what? I would have had to stand out at the bus stop in West Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. I would,
like, for an hour.
Yeah.
With this much snow. Like, what are you talking about? It wasn't even cold.
There wouldn't have even been a delay.
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding?
No. It wasn't any ice. Like,
they wouldn't have even put the chains on the tires.
Yeah. And then, like, the next summer or something like that, we got the worst flooding and the worst storm that they'd ever happened. We had always said it was my mom. Like, everywhere my mom went, bad weather, like, followed her. Like, the places that we lived got the worst, like, hurricane in years, got the worst snowstorm in years, flooding in years, and everything. And then when I moved out here, we, like, the first summer, like, the first 2 months, you know, really rainy season here, and like end of July, beginning of August, and it's like flooding, pouring down the rain. It's like wind blowing. I could see these trees right here, like halfway over and everything.
Oh,
like,
dang, yeah.
30 lightning strikes a second. Like, it was crazy, and I'm not exaggerating. I have a video of those lightning strikes. It went on for an hour.
Wow.
No stop.
Jesus.
And I sent a video to my mom and everything, and I was like, how's out at your place? And she goes, she sends me a picture, it's bright and sunny, and then my brother, who we were in the group chat together, he goes, it's you, you're the problem,
you're the witch.
You're the storm person, you're the one who brings bad weather.
She's a witch.
She's a witch.
Shocking, really.
And I was like, well, I guess, yeah, because I was with mom every single one of those times that we had those bad weather, you know, issues. So yeah.
You heard it here, folks. Blame Kara for your bad weather.
Only if I'm around.
Or if you're listening to our podcast and it suddenly storms, blame Kara.
Well, look at that storm cloud.
That's not a storm cloud.
That's a storm cloud.
Ain't no way.
That's rain.
Well, technically, every cloud is rain.
No. That one. We're supposed to get storms. I've been through my fair share of bad weather.
I cannot stand a bad thunderstorm anymore.
I love it.
So
I love it too.
Being in hurricanes is totally.
Yeah, like, I understand. Once you have a hurricane, it can.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but I've lived through like 6 or 7 hurricanes, 2 tornadoes. Yeah. Like, I love it.
What I love is like a good spring storm. Like, that is what I really love.
Where it's full downpour, but there's none of the lightning thunder.
Mm-hmm. I love lightning and thunder.
Where it's just rain. I love that.
I think last night I saw some lightning. I didn't hear any thunder. I just saw some lightning like off in this direction. And I was like, oh, rain. And it never rained. And I was so upset.
No, I feel like storms like this don't really happen anywhere near as much anymore. I miss when I was in elementary school. And so like middle of the day.
Yeah.
And it would be storming, and you would look outside, and it looked like it was the middle of the night because it was so dark.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't get storms like that anymore.
I blame global warming.
I was going to say, I blame global warming. But I feel like storms just don't get like that anymore.
The other day we had a storm out here that was like that, where it was like noon. I was in my classroom. I look out and it's like dark out. I was like, yeah. I looked at the time. I was like, it's third block. What's happening here? And it's just like downpour out there. Like,
I mean, the storms still happen. It still gets that dark, but now we're just working instead of in school being able to look out a window.
Right?
Yeah.
And I happen to work in a school, so I look out my window and it's like dark, and I've got nothing but trees behind my window because my window faces out to the back of the building, which is like a hill and mountain behind it and everything. So it's just, you see everything. We've seen foxes out there, rabbits, deer, like we've seen everything.
That's cool.
And at least once a block, somebody goes, squirrel, because there's power line that's right there. And the squirrels like sit on the power lines. And it is not a normal day of class if we don't have somebody go squirrel or, oh, a bird.
Yeah.
Like, but, and we see like when it storms, I can see it and you can hear it. And it's so beautiful just out that window whenever it's storming. I love it. I just like, I like storms. I like storms.
Yeah.
I will say that I prefer spring storms over autumn storms.
Yeah. Mm. There's something different, I think, about autumn storms that feel spookier. And I don't know if it's because everything is dying. And maybe then on top of it, it's storming.
You got more of it.
You know what I mean?
So like of a spring storm, you still have that smell of sweetness. Mm-hmm. But with this autumn storm, you got the smell of decay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well,
but I love it.
With the spring storm too, it's like everything is getting water to bloom and grow and all that. And here it's like, oh, all of the rain and wind is washing out like the leaves from the trees and you know all that.
Yeah.
Cycle of life.
Which like
cycles, baby.
I do love the smell of decaying leaves. Of course. Don't get me wrong. Yes.
Who among us does not?
My perfume is literally autumn leaves.
Ooh.
And apples.
Love that.
Yes, I will show you guys when we go back inside.
Thank you.
It is my favorite. It is.
I probably will not be able to smell it.
Yeah.
It's it's like crisp leaves and apples or Ooh. Something like that. It is the fall scent, and it is my favorite scent. And that is my perfume, body spray, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Thing.
That smelly good.
Is it technically loitering if it's after hours? Because I don't.
I mean, nah. If somebody
I also
wants
don't
to
see a no loitering sign. So. Yeah. Sorry, I'm hyper paranoid of everything.
I mean, if
of who I am as a person,
we can sit on my back porch. It's right there.
Where are we?
Like, it's not a big back porch.
I don't want to be a bother.
Just climb the rail.
We're also already sitting.
I mean, it's not a big back porch, and great. But
everybody's finally caught their breath, so.
Yeah, we do.
We're good.
Breathe a collective sigh of relief that we're here and under this big sky, which.
Yep.
The sky is huge.
Is all-encompassing.
Airplane.
One would say. Look how little that plane looks.
It's going to come around, and it's going to be right here beside us because the airport's right there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You will see it and hear it. What the fuck was in my hair?
It was a fly.
Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, so did walking into all those spiders.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
You remember that, like, 10 minutes ago?
Ugh.
And then I fed myself with the hand that I was holding a stick with and didn't put that together, so.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I have the immune system of a 90s child, so I'll be all right.
You'll be fine. We used to eat dirt.
Yeah. You know what I used to do as a child with my cousin is we would go around, because... her parents and my parents were big heavy smokers. And when they weren't paying attention, we'd go around outside and find cigarette butts and light them and try to smoke them.
Fine.
So, yeah, I have the immune system of a well-oiled machine. I am totally fine. I've also picked up an empty, what I thought was an empty beer can, to, like, use it as a microphone as a child. Tipped it back, open-mouthed, and took a big swig of my uncle's spit can.
I knew it was going that way too. Oh no.
I did too.
Nothing worse. You know what's worse than that though?
Go on, please tell
okay,
us.
My brother-in-law, he decided when he was a teenager, he'd play his video games and he would keep a Dr. Pepper bottle beside his, like a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper, Dr. Thunder, whatever it was.
He peed in it, didn't he?
He would drink down to halfway. Yeah, here it is.
How cool. It's a little single propeller, single engine guy.
That's all that comes out of there. It's a flight school.
Oh, cool. I'm sorry. Go on. Dr. Pepper.
So he would drink like about half of it and then it would go flat, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was a 2-liter bottle and he was the only one drinking out of it. And then he would proceed to pee in it.
Ew.
And then he would also dump his spit jars in it.
Men, why?
And so my father-in-law, like, bless his soul, didn't know, and he was cleaning up his room one day and drank it.
Oh no.
Did he puke immediately?
Yes. he like it, he got like that little bit of a sip and like realized it did not taste right.
You would
spit
think
it out and went, what the hell? And then we all had to make fun of my brother-in-law, because he was like 15 at the time. We all had to make fun of him for like 3 weeks straight. Well, yeah. That he peed in Dr. Pepper and Dr. Thunder bottles.
Yeah. I would make fun of him for that as well.
He has 2 kids now.
I will send prayers to the gods for those children.
He is such a good dad. Good. I will say that. He is so much more mature than he was when he was 15.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
And getting kicked out of high school for having a entire bowl of marijuana on him.
What the fuck?
I mean...
And brass knuckles. He got kicked out of middle school.
I thought weed was supposed to make you, like, mellow. Why do you have knuckles?
He had brass knuckles, a bowl, and weed in that bowl. And he got caught. He was in 7th grade.
Mm.
He got kicked out of school. He ended up dropping out of high school, too. For similar reasons. Fun. But, you know. He's a great dad.
That's all that really matters at the end of the day. You're a good person. Yeah. Raising your kids right. Like,
he was a shithead as a teenager.
Yeah, I weren't feel like we most all? Of us were. Yeah. Like, I was the absolute scum of the earth as a teenager, but I looked cool, and that's what mattered. Back when I was a wee lad, you know.
That's what I tell my students all the time. I was like, listen, you're teenagers. You're gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
It's okay to fuck up. Just understand that you fucked up. And learn from it. And when you're an adult, you'll look back and be like, yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
And fuck up
and
while
I tried.
Underage. Fuck up while you're under the age of 18. Yeah. So you can learn from it and not get into big time trouble. That was basically the lesson I was taught.
My big thing looking back is, man, I was autistic.
Yeah.
Why did
no one catch this?
how did nobody notice this?
I was so autistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time. Like, same my that. Current hyperfixation about my old middle school for no fucking reason. Why is this happening? Why? And I know exactly why it's happening. It's because, in my brain, those are the best years of my life, because my mom worked in the school system, but for those 3 years, she did not. And she was working in the high school in my brother's class. My brother's 4 years ahead of me. So she was in his school, but not in mine, for the first time. And so from 6th to 8th grade, I was able to be my own person, have my own friends, whatever. And I, like, once the thought got into my brain about, like, you should go see your old middle school. You know, like, hey, where's that old shirt thought? You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll see a picture of you in your old shirt and not know where that went. Like, it's just gone to the sands of time. I had that pop into my brain, but about my fucking middle school. And so, yeah. I messaged the guy on Facebook who owns it and was like, I would love to tour this. And then he never got back to me. So I just walked up to it today and was like, well, watch me tour it. Boy.
Boy.
Fuck your no trespassing sign.
Actually, it didn't have a no trespassing sign. It said, beware of dogs, enter at your own risk. And I said, I don't see no dog. So,
well, then that's just welcoming.
Yeah. And nothing, like, the gate was open. I didn't see anything roped off. Like, I was like, all right, dog, let's go. So, I mean, I didn't go inside anywhere, but I got to look in the windows and
I would have
walk
jiggled
my husband
the handle.
Around.
I would have jiggled the handle. If it was open, I mean...
Yeah, there were plenty of side doors that did not have rope on them or, like, any kind of lock. And I was like, we can totally just walk in here. But, yeah, it bums me out. He's treating it like a storage unit. And it's big, beautiful, like, the high school my grandma graduated from.
Nice.
And, like, everybody in my family graduated from. So, what? Anyway, sorry. That's
nice old school house building.
Yeah. And several buildings.
Buildings.
Yeah. It like bums me out to see it, but like it was nice to have like that. I don't know, 20 minutes to reminisce of like years past. Like the fact that I hadn't been there for 15 years, like really like was like, oof.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because I was 13 in middle school.
Yeah.
20 years ago?
We're closer. I think I saw this thing. It said, like, we're closer to 2045 than we are to 2006.
Somebody find me rope, because I know. I don't know if that's, like, the accurate numbers, but it was something to that effect. Or, like, 2006 is the same distance from 2023 as 2045 is, or something like that, or to that effect. But I think it was 2045 is closer than 2006, which 2006 was like my freshman year of high school.
yeah
same.
Well, and this is where we find out just how baby I am, because 2006 was sixth grade.
Aww.
Because I was a 2012 graduate, so 2006 was the start of my sixth grade year.
2012 is when I started dating my husband and got my first restraining order. not related at all.
See.
What were you doing in 2012, Cara?
2012 was, like, right before my life fell to shit, so...
I feel like for a lot of people it was like that.
2013 was the worst year of my life. My grandfather passed away in March. My father-in-law passed away in August of that year. I was in psychology at the time. I mm-hmm. finally switched back into the art department mm-hmm. at the end of that year. And after I did that, my life kind of went back on track.
Yeah.
But it was... There was a lot, like, a lot of shit that happened.
Yeah. You know what? Well, I mean, like, the world was supposed to end in 2012, according to, like, the Mayan calendar or something like that.
Did I turn 21 in 2012? I think so.
Yeah, I did.
I turned 21 in 2012.
So did I.
And I'll have to tell you that this, my 2012 into 2013 is not, appropriate for this.
NSFW.
Yes. No, it's just...
NSFP, not safe for podcast.
No, it's just more private, and even though we're anonymous, it's still too private.
I gotcha. No worries.
I was a shithead, but...
Hey, man, I was a shithead from, like, circa 2009 to January of 2012. I was, like, with the worst kind of people. And, you know what is shitty? Like, it took my entire life crumbling around me, and, like, losing my family, like, emotionally, and like, ending up with people who were incredibly dangerous that I did, and, like, I was 18, and I ended up, hanging around people who had, like, guns, and were, like, into drugs, like, hard drugs and stuff like that at a really young age, and, like, on top of that was, like, driving myself to, like, modeling gigs in Pittsburgh by myself for people who were like, oh, we'll just trade and I'll give you money and you'll never see these pictures again. Meanwhile, also, let me tie you into rope. You're by yourself? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Like, looking back, I was like, I was about to be sex trafficked or murdered.
Yeah, if it was the 70s, you would have been murdered.
Yeah, 100%. No, I know this about myself. Like, I would have been in a cult in the 70s and 80s. 100%. Because I,
so
I was
both
young
have some
and
of, like,
really
the,
stupid.
The almost spooky naivete.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't even
the
naive
hardcore too. Naivete.
Yeah, sorry.
Mine was just autistic naive.
Well, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Of, like, not realizing certain things were, like, mental abuse. And
Well,
like, certain people that I thought were friends actually weren't.
Well, I think that's a lot of that has to do with, like,
because I was just taking social cues from everywhere else,
exactly.
And not realizing that, oh, these are the wrong social cues.
Yeah.
And you don't know everybody's home life, and your home life is all you know, and if that's where that kind of stuff is happening, that's the norm for you. So
and then when you try to say some of those things that happened in your home life, somebody goes, that's not normal, and you go, ooh, wait, was that abuse?
Yeah, that was, like,
but your parents didn't beat you with electrical cords? Okay, just
that
me?
Was pretty much how that worked out for me, because in 2012, so May 2012, I graduated high school. Started seeing my wife that September, officially started dating in October, and, like, just how strict my parents got with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always like, that's not normal.
Yeah. It's crazy to, like, it's crazy to me that, like, this, like, autumn and fall and winter are always times where I, like, think back on my life or, like, reminisce the most. And I think it's probably because it's
reflection.
Like, it's the time to look inward and whatever.
It's shadow work time.
It's the time of shadow self.
Yep.
Do your shadow work.
Do your shadow work.
It'll scare you more than any horror movie.
But it is also... So, autumn, yes, it's shadow season. It's time to look inward. But it's also the season of gratitude. Mm-hmm. So, because we're looking inward, we're seeing, like, those things that happened in the past, and we're accepting what happened to us or what we need to change, like, what needed to change, what needed to heal. We're also grateful that we are in a place now that we can look back.
Yeah, yeah. A healthy mindset to be able to look back and be like, oh, okay. And you know what else I'm grateful for? I'm just going to insert this here, is that I didn't know better. Because if I did know better from my home life, that that wasn't normal or that wasn't healthy or whatever, I would have been so unhappy.
Yeah.
And, like, I was blissfully unaware that that wasn't normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it could have been worse. You could have known that you were in a bad situation.
Exactly.
Which I, like...
Bless you.
You're sorry.
It's okay. We're outside, so...
But...
Man, the sunset's really pretty.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's a big, pale, blue,
bless
hot,
candy
golden sky full of, what is it? What is that? Cumulonimbus clouds? I don't know.
I don't know my clouds.
They're floofy clouds.
My clowns?
I don't know my clowns either.
I know, like, four clowns, and that's Buggy, Bozo.
I don't know clowns.
Gacy.
Oh, Gacy. Oh.
His was, and Pogo from my hometown.
Do you remember that and I think this happened in autumn too, that fall or whatever, where there were people, like, dressed as clowns and, like, hiding in the woods around here? Like,
that was what, 2014?
Was that 2014?
Like, the great clown scare of 2014.
Yeah, it was called the clownpocalypse or something like that. There was just clowns.
It was all over the country.
Yeah. And, like, it was weird to see here too.
Yeah.
Like, because nothing happens here the same time that it happens everywhere,
like,
else in the country.
Years behind.
We are. We didn't get fidget spinners until 2 years after everybody else did.
Yeah.
But, like, that was creepy.
Yeah. That was... And what's so strange is, like, that kind of stuff happens in the South, regardless of season. And people just be out in the road, like, hanging out, just walking. Sometimes people come up on your porch and just...
That's creepy.
Stare.
That's not okay.
No,
not
it's
okay.
Not.
It's not okay.
And, like, the clownpocalypse is always, like, kind of in the back of my brain. It's like one of those, can you believe that happened?
Yeah, right?
I think that actually happened the same year Harambe died. I think that's what set everything off.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear that wood knock?
Yeah. As we look, you're not supposed to look.
Oh. I can look at whatever I want.
I'm not looking into the trees. I'm looking at the... obstacle course that's behind us as we sit in front of the Challenge Academy or something.
This isn't the Challenge Academy. This is a...
I'm not sure what this is.
It's a Valley Healthcare. It used to be a drug dependency clinic, but they moved that over there. So this is just a regular drug clinic.
With an obstacle course behind it.
That's part of the Troubled Youth Center that's right there. Yeah, this is a very nice apartment complex.
It's right beside a drug dependency facility. It's a great place to raise your child.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm sure it is.
There's no problem. Like, when this building was a drug dependency clinic, it was a live-in one. So the one over there is also a live-in one. They built a bigger facility. But what was the most annoying, I'm so glad that it's not anymore, because at all hours of the night, there were the people who lived here because they were staying for the program out here in the parking lot, like, playing basketball. There was lights on. They were loud. And it was so annoying. It wasn't like it's only busy Monday through Friday from, like, 8 a.m. to this. It was all day, every day. And that was, like, the first 2 years that we lived here.
Yeah.
So, like, when they finally closed it and moved it over there, because we don't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It's over there. It's too close to the airport for us to hear anything.
Yeah.
But, like, now this is only open, like, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Like,
well, and it's Friday at, like, after 7 p.m. I doubt anyone gives a rat's ass. We're sitting on the edge of their sidewalk.
Yeah. Those three cars are always there. I don't know if they're people who work here or if they're, like, people who live down there or
probably.
What.
They probably live on that side.
I don't know. They usually don't care because some of the kids that live in this complex play basketball in the basketball
hoop.
Yeah, so and people bring their kids over here all the time because it's not as traffic.
Yeah.
Especially after hours, there's not as much traffic. It was the AC of that, of one of the buildings. It was either mine or the one upstairs.
See my head whip? Concrete.
See, I heard that wood crack behind us, and I looked straight into the woods.
Oh, I did not.
I did.
You're not supposed to look into the trees in Appalachia.
I can look into whatever I want.
Look.
Another airplane.
It's so cool. Sorry.
Great. Baby G loves it.
I'm sure.
That freaked me out a little bit, because I just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But...
it's the last thing you're expecting when you turn your head to look at, like, the sunset is a giant-ass plane.
Yep.
Really close to you.
Look at how the clouds are getting, like, more blue over this direction. You got some of that purple right there.
Ooh, that's pretty.
The sunsets, I can watch these sunsets from my back door.
Oh, that's nice.
And it is so pretty.
I'm telling you. The colors of fall sunsets just hit different. You know what I mean?
True.
Sunrise, sunset.
The good sunrises are spring sunrises.
I agree. Absolutely. Anyway, so yeah,
I feel like this has just kind of been a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Just chatting. I mean, it's a live episode. We haven't seen each other since Rowan's wedding, so yeah. It was a year ago.
Which, I mean, to be like, I don't count the recordings as quote unquote seeing each other because we're just FaceTiming on Discord.
Yeah,
true.
This is, like, a different...
Yeah, I'm
like,
here in
get
person.
Together. Yeah, yeah, this is a different kind of get-together.
I wish my sinuses weren't going nuts.
I feel so bad
well,
for you.
Like, we went on a hike. We talked about autumn. We talked about what introspection.
Yeah.
We talked about things going on astrologically, excuse me.
Yep.
That's another sound I miss, the cicadas.
Yeah.
Cicadas have been going crazy lately.
Yeah, they have.
What's so funny is in Florida, they sound so different because they just make one long chirp instead of like here, they make a bunch of little ones.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like screaming from trees. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Same. I too like to go outside and scream into the abyss.
Those bats are birds.
Birds.
Okay. Those are birds.
Bats don't fly in flocks.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
They can, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were all solitary.
But their flapping is a lot more.
Yeah, it's different.
Mm. I love bats. I love Halloween.
When we lived in El Paso, we went...
freaking bats.
Mm-hmm. Bats. We went to Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico when we lived down there. And we got there just in time to see the flight of the bats, which is... they have a whole stadium at the mouth of the cavern, right? You sit down. And then at a specific time, all the bats from the cavern fly out. And I'm talking thousands of bats flying out of this cave. And then you go inside the cave.
Oh, fun.
And you're stepping on bat guano.
Of course.
And the railing has bat guano on it and everything. But the flight of the bats is the prettiest thing in the world. Like, it really is. It is the most majestic and gorgeous thing I have ever witnessed in my life.
Opposite of cloud of bats.
It is just a huge cloud of bats.
It sounds like a blast.
It's
so
fun.
It's freaking bats. I love Halloween.
That might be a bat.
I don't know if it's dark enough for bats.
I can't see.
That's okay.
I have yet to see a bat out here, but I'm very certain they're out here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's
like...
oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Bats are everywhere. Tell you about the time I was living with my mom. I was walking out of the house to my car to go to work, and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Bat flew right in my face.
Nope.
No.
I like get onto the porch. I'm about to get off the porch, up the railing, like up the ramp. And I just see a flash of black, and I stop, and it just goes whoop. And
whoop.
I was like,
right in front of your face.
I was like, what was that?
Oh my god,
was that a bat?
You're like half awake.
And then like I'm driving. That's the same day that I saw a huge white rabbit next to a fawn on the side of the road in my drive. It was the same day.
So did you look into that?
I forgot to look up the bat part.
Do you hear drums?
Yeah.
Okay. Just verifying that I'm not hallucinating again.
No, I heard that. I don't know if it was drums, but it sounds like drums. I hope we picked it up.
Anyway, sorry. It's like every time we're together, we get something spooky. You know
spooky,
what it's...
scary,
that sounds like
skeletons.
Drums.
Are we close enough to anywhere that...
Palatine Park would be the closest thing. And it is, like, nowhere near here. We can hear fireworks going off there, but that's it.
It sounds like somebody has a drum kit set up in the woods that are behind us.
Well, I was kind of thinking marching band. If
yeah, if there's oh, a
well, the
nearby,
high school's right there.
Then that it's Friday night. It might be football.
You're right. Yeah, we're probably hearing the band from the
It's probably the halftime
show. No, they don't have a stadium.
Do they have band practice?
They might still be doing band practice. That is possible.
What is that? Oh, it's a plane off. Or landing, rather.
Doing something.
Listen, we are seeing and hearing all sorts of shit this episode. And talking about absolutely nothing. Happy autumn, everybody.
They're either have it, but I mean, if it's 7 o'clock, they're probably at a football game.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, they're probably at a football game. There's no way that's the band there. Because they don't have a stadium. Their stadium's in a main part of town.
No, I'm thinking like if it's band practice.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about that school, but I know when I was in high school, mm-hmm. because I did marching band, our marching band only went to one away game.
Yeah.
And that was just the other...
The one nearby.
Yeah, the other high school in town.
Oh, our band goes to all of the games.
But we didn't go to away games.
Yeah, same. That's how my high school was. We did our own team and one away game or however many.
Our band goes to all of the games, away and not.
Huh.
Yeah. And I think that's how all three high schools in this town are. They go to the games.
I think part of why mine didn't was because we were a competition team.
Yeah, yeah.
So on Saturdays, we had to be at the school to load up onto a bus to go drive off somewhere. Normally in PA to do band competitions. So we couldn't really be out late Friday nights when we had to go.
Sorry,
on a bus the next day.
I just be seeing stuff. Like, Rowan, if you ever listen to our episodes, you'd know that...
I do!
Baloney.
I'm just behind.
You would know that since my unbaptism, I've been seeing things. And so, like, you'll have to forgive me if I'm not used to that yet. Oh, it's not, like, spooky things. It's just, like...
No, I'm thinking, like... Ooh, like, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, I'll just repeat it.
Like ooh, yas.
Yeah.
Sort of ooh.
So, like, when I came out of the water, right, it was, like, opening my eyeballs for the first time. But we'll cover that later. Or you could just listen to our episode.
I will listen to it.
But.
Any final remarks for this cluster of an episode? We'll re-listen to this.
Okay. So, for this autumn equinox, get in touch with nature. Eat some good harvesty food. Look inwards and do your gratitude, you know? Think about stuff you're grateful for.
Shadow work, gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Shadow work, gratitude.
Food.
Starting to harvest things that you've planted in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
Apples. Everything apples. Everybody forgets about apples. Apples is like the September thing, right? Apples are...
Well, you can use
right now
the pumpkin spice mix with apples.
You can.
Very good.
But nobody ever talks about apples. I like pumpkin, but not as much as apples.
Interesting.
Apple crisp.
Were you eaten in a past life?
Was I eaten? I don't know.
I-D-U-N-N, not
eaten. No, I know.
Okay.
I just like apples because they, I don't know, they taste better than, like, I hate pumpkin spice.
Oh, that's
funny. I like pumpkin bread, but that is like the only pumpkin flavored thing that I like.
Fair enough.
But I'll eat any kind of apple thing.
But yeah, no, this fall season, look inward, do some gratitude work, eat some good food, get in touch with nature, and say kind of goodbye to it, I guess.
Catch up with your friends.
Yeah.
Your family.
Yeah.
It's time for gathering, right? Like,
yeah.
It's the gathering time.
It's about to get cold if you are in a place that gets cold, so bundle up, gather around your fire.
Maybe not quite yet, because it's still pretty warm.
It is September,
warm,
yeah. So.
Be prepared.
It just depends on where you live, I guess. Here, it's not going to start getting colder for another couple weeks.
If you're one of those
people that has a wood-burning fireplace, maybe it's about time to start cleaning that fireplace.
Oh, and harvesting some wood to get you ready.
Yes, cleaning absolutely. The flue yeah. to be ready.
Yep. Or you can be like me and have an electric fireplace. Exactly. Hey!
Or you can be like me and just put a 24-hour live stream of a fireplace on your TV.
There you go.
There you go.
However you pretend. Need. Yeah, however you need to connect.
Exactly. Go scream at a toad.
Yeah. Go scream at a toad.
Scream at a toad.
I will say, though, autumn's the best time to go for nature walks.
Absolutely.
100%.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. We should have went to the rail trails.
Oh, well.
Girl, why'd you make us walk through the woods?
Same thing. But I mean, like, it was right there. But we could have gone to the rail trails.
It's fine.
Next At time. Least there, we wouldn't have had to, like,
yeah, because it's like an actual paved path, you know.
Yeah.
The one off of right down the road there, it, you know, the tunnel is supposed to be haunted, but
oh dang it, girl!
So we literally could have had a secret tunnel.
We could have. Although
instead, we fought spiders for content. I guess that's okay.
We have to have one mysterious trip through untamed wilderness.
Sure.
Near a holiday.
Fight some spiders.
Go all out. Fight a spider.
Fight a spider.
Or if you're in one of the areas that has lantern flies, fight them instead.
Yeah.
Fight lantern flies.
Fight love bugs if you're in Florida.
What are lantern flies?
Huh?
Lantern flies. What are those?
We have what oodles and oodles of them.
Are you talking about lightning bugs?
No. These are different.
Okay.
Anyway.
Rowan's going to have to show me what this is because I've never heard of them.
Get in touch with nature. Fight a bug.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of a very chaotic witchy spellcast. But, you know, hey, it's real, it's raw, and we're not editing a goddamn thing out of it.
See you later.
Oh, those thingies. Okay.
That looks like a cicada. No. It looks like a locust.
Yes, but they are very, very not okay for the plant life and stuff.
Scientists have actually said that they're not as bad as originally
thought,
but they are kind of an epidemic in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
Much like how stink bugs were a few years ago.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Stink bugs.
Yeah. Save your local flora and fauna. Fight lantern bugs.
And stink bugs.
Literally, especially I've noticed it a lot around Pittsburgh, you'll see just people on the sidewalk just like randomly stomping. They're stomping on, when they see a lantern fly, they'll go out of their way to stomp on them.
Huh. I have yet to see one around here.
Yeah.
I've seen the post about them and I have not seen any here. I'm not paying attention though, apparently.
That's right. All right.
The sky is officially purple.
It's beautiful.
And pink, and those clouds look dark and heavy and I love it.
Oh yeah, they do.
Told you.
Listen, I'm looking at the other side of the sky.
Told you.
Which is not dark and heavy and light and pretty and pink.
Yes. But those are dark and heavy clouds. I love it.
Bless you.
Bless y'all.
It kisses right. Tight.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was the Witchy Spellcast.
Raw and unedited.
Raw and unedited.
Uncut.
Uncut.
Oh my God. Bless you.
I'm dying inside.
That's okay.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, find us on the social medias.
The one and only Instagram.
The one and only Instagram, because we don't do any other social media. We should probably do TikTok at least.
Oh, yeah.
We probably really should do TikTok.
We'll figure that out.
We'll get there.
Maybe.
All right. Well, as always, Q&A in Spotify. Ask us questions.
Send us your stories.
Send us stories. We'll read it. Obviously, we didn't have anything to read this time.
I apologize for my sneezing.
It's quite all right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Witchy Spellcast. Join us next week for some more magical goodness.